This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So, jumping right on in, can you talk a little bit about who you play in the film?
I play a character named Isabel. She's a sniper. She's, we can say, a tough cookie. She's, I think I can say that she's sweet inside but tough outside. But just to do her craft more than anything. It's funny, Nimrod, the director, he gave me a little book that talks about sniper. It's kind of a manual that snipers use in the army. And it talks a lot about how they prepare and what are the qualities that a sniper must have. And one of the qualities is like being really focused, and you cannot be emotional. You need to be really, like, you cannot take emotion from your work. You cannot look at the other as, you need to think about the target and all that. So it's hard to kind of say because, you know, specific things about the sniper, but mainly knowing that information, it tells a lot about how a sniper is, and that's who she is. At the same time, a strong woman. So trying to balancing like her career and her personality. Does it make sense? What I just said?
Can you talk about being the only woman character in the ensemble cast, and then plus being the only woman in the cast in on set?
It's awesome. It's really cool. No, I'm kidding. It's really nice because it's only 8 characters, and my character, funny enough, is the one that is always trying to grab everyone together and, you know, like reuniting everyone and stop the fights and saying that we have strength in numbers. And, apart from, you know, instead of being alone fighting these creatures, together we can, you know, be stronger. It's really interesting because the boys, I call them my boys, call them the boys, they've been amazing with me. They protect me and we create things together. I kind of, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to be, I need girls around me because I found myself like talking about cars and about girls and I'm like, I need girls around me. But it's really wonderful. They, as an actress, it's been a great experience. I'm having fun. I did different films like City of God. There's a lot of boys around me as well. So it's been really cool, and it's funny, like, interesting enough, there are not many girls in the crew. In Hawaii, it was even less. It was only me and the script supervisor, and here we still have a little bit more, but still, like, a lot of men, and it's fun. I'm loving every second of it. I think we created a unit that is really strong, and I think we kind of brought that, as actors and as characters, I think we got that unity of it.
Are there any romantic elements in the film?
Who knows? I'm going to leave that for you to think about it.
After I Am Legend, are you used to running from creatures and fighting creatures? And
I learned a lot from it, I must say. But the great thing about this one is that we, as you guys can see, that there's some, the creatures are dressed. So from I Am Legend, I was running from Teletubbies, which is kind of the guys in suits with dots. And I'm like, how does it work? Okay, and then I looked at the pictures, and then, so that's the difference. But it's interesting enough; it's a different situation. I think I Am Legend had a different quality as a drama because it's something that happened to society and our human beings that mutated into something else, and that I think it brought a lot for me and Will to work on, for me and Will Smith to work on. It, different than this one, it's a different world and it's a different, you know, the kind of creatures that we're running from. But definitely, I learned a lot from that to bring it to here, for sure.
As a sniper, it's interesting because it seems like, you know, the predators have captured all these, like, big, tough, macho guys who are, like, military folk or fighters or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as a sniper, you have a very specific tool, which is the gun that mm-hmm. allows you to kill. Does your character sort of have a disadvantage on the planet of not having her sniper rifle with her?
I have my sniper. Oh, yeah, I do all the time.
So
it's 14 pounds during the whole shoot. It's being like, I'm really strong right now.
So the predators let you keep it?
Yeah, because we start the film like with our own guns and mm-hmm. stuff, and then from there the story starts developing. But I have, each of us have their own thing. As the characters bring. So I was lucky enough to get that. It's funny that you said that because normally it would be a guy, a sniper, and that's why I like that the script is a girl. Because a girl has, as I was saying about the emotion, girls are really emotional. we have period. Once you have period, you get emotional. So it's like, how come a girl is the sniper of the team? But it's really nice to balance that. I've never done a character like this, and it's been a challenge because you need to find that strength. But at the same time, you cannot lose her, her own being. And it's kind of being interesting to balance that. And also, as a character, how to stand up and face other seven guys that are just, making fun. Like the first few pages of the film, of course, the characters are like, calling her or playing with her or, taking her for granted or all of those things. So I think it's interesting how to get that strength, not for women, but I mean for the character more than anything, just playing not as a woman or a guy, but playing a strong human being.
Does she get to use the Predator's guns at some point? Does she get a hold of their weapons?
Who knows?
Okay. Did you learn to really shoot?
She taught me really well, by the way.
I can tell.
No, I'm kidding.
Did you learn to really shoot?
Yes. We didn't have much time in advance. Like, we didn't have a boot camp or something. But as soon as we got in Hawaii, we went to... we had Mike, that is a prop guy. I forgot his last name. I asked him, but I'll ask Tony to give it to you guys. He's the prop master, one of the guys from props. And he used to be from Army. What's his name?
Hanovix.
He's
our armor.
Yeah, he's our armor. And he's a great guy. He's a sweetheart, and he's been great for me. Like, I call him my teacher because my relationship with the gun, like we were talking, he taught me a lot about it. Like a sniper spent hours and hours just crawling and like, or hours looking for the target and all these little details he gave me. And when we got in Hawaii, we did a whole day of just shooting. We couldn't do every day, but that day I kind of learned everything. And every time we head off, I would like work with it, especially that I had to train my arm. I did a lot of, not weightlifting, but I went to the gym because first day of shooting, I lift and 5 seconds in my hand were like, it's 14 pounds. It's really hard to keep, to aim at something. Like the camera is here and you need to aim and then suddenly start shaking. So we kind of built that where the arm goes because they really like go and it's there. And sometimes it was off. So we kind of trained that. The shooting we trained not much, but we did train just for us to be aware of the noise and all that. But mainly we focus on being, like, looking good at the craft. So I was really worried about looking nice because if a sniper see it, I hope he can look and say, okay, she did a nice job. Maybe this is missing, this is that. But I'm just respectful to what they do. It's a hard profession.
You talk a little bit about fighting some of these super predators.
It's cool. It's really nice. It's interesting. I still have like some scenes to shoot, but it's interesting that once you feel that, oh my God, I'm in a Predator film, it is kind of, everyone knows the Predators and all that. So the first time I saw it, I was kind of, wow, this is interesting. This is cool. And especially that I'm short, it's really scary because I'm a small girl. I'm 5'4", I think. And the creatures are probably, I don't know how tall they are. So it's been cool. It's been really nice. The good thing about being a sniper is that you don't need to have body contact with it.
Well, I was gonna ask you about that. Obviously, the setup would be sniper long distance, but inevitably in every movie, the sniper ends up very close to the villain and has to engage physically. So can you talk a little bit about preparing? I'm just going to go out there and say it happens. So could you talk a little bit about preparing for, say, a battle like that?
It's funny enough, we're still shooting, so I haven't got into it as much as the other characters did. Mainly the boys, they shoot a lot of with it. I haven't done much yet. But because of that, I really went to the gym for this film. I did a lot of running. I didn't lift weights, but I just wanted to be strong that if I need to do repetition for a few scenes or fighting scenes or trying just to kick something and be ready for it, I would. But we haven't shot many. I think the boys can answer you better, like Louis Ozawa or Walton Goggins, he did already, so they can say they had fun, I think, with the characters.
I'm also curious, with I Am Legend, there's two endings to that movie.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference on which of those endings that you enjoy more?
It's funny because we shot one and then after a long time we shot the other one and I was doing a different film, and when I came back I was kind of thinking that it's really poetic that he dies, and it's kind of, it kind of goes to what Omega Man was and all that. It's hard to choose one. I had fun shooting the first one that we shot because there was a lot of meaning of, you know, the monster. It became Neville's character because he was, you know, trying to bring to life the creature that had their own lives already, even if they mutated. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Do you guys follow me? So it's hard to pick one. I understand why they chose they wanted to die, but I hear from a lot of fans that they prefer the first, the original ending that they could see on the internet. It's hard for me to choose one. I like both. I feel that the original one, it brought, in a way, a different input for Neville's character. A realization as a human being, I think. But dying is a heroic thing. So, we're making films.
You were saying that in this movie, sort of every, not every character, but some of the characters have similarities or threads or counterparts in the original Predator film. There's also one woman in the original
Predator, yeah.
Did you go back and look at her performance at all, or take anything from it, the lines or mannerisms? Or?
No, funny enough, I saw the Predator film before doing my audition, when they called me to audition for it. And then I saw that just to understand, you know, exactly what they wanted from my character and all that. But then I put it apart and I never saw it again. I didn't want it to keep, you know, like trying to get something from it. I think it would come on the script if that boss would write something. But then I just wanted to focus on what we were doing and pretending that nothing ever existed, because our characters don't know. So they don't know. That's the boss. Let's pretend I'm working today here. But yeah, so it's just, I feel like it was great to see it, just to get it as an inspiration. And see Schwarzenegger doing, got to the chopper, all those stuff. It was really cool. But I think I prefer like not thinking that I know those creatures, because the character doesn't know much. So.
Because
Alicia
has to go back to work. I hesitate to even ask this, but I in some of the things that I've read about your character, there's something of a secret to her personality. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much do you bring that into the rest, playing it through the rest of the film?
I always try with my characters always having something inside and kind of understanding where she comes from, like every actor, but hints of it during the film that maybe people are gonna say why, and then suddenly, oh, I get it. I don't overthinking it too much, and I'm not trying to play it too much all the time, but I just hope I can make the journey. I think in films like this, it's important that the journey gets complete. They say in drama schools, like the hero journey or something like that. So I don't know, I try to. I'm having fun with it. Let's see how it comes out. Like, it's hard because once you're doing action films, there's so much going on that we need to, you know, put ourselves into it. But let's see. I hope you guys enjoy.
It'll be like a second watch, kind of like, oh, that's that.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I see it. Great question. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Sure, that's you, right?
Yeah. Bye. Bye.